Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Anna's Return by Marta Perry, performed by Tanya Eby. This story is dedicated to the treasured friends whose unfailing encouragement and support helped to make it possible. You know who you are. And, as always, to my husband Brian, who always believes in me. Chapter 1. She was beginning to fear that the prodigal daughter wouldn't make it home after all. Anna Beiler pressed on the gas pedal. "Come on, you can do it." The old car responded with nothing more than a shudder. Dade would probably say that this was what she got for depending on something so English as a car to get her home. And maybe he'd be right. Just the thought of seeing her father made her stomach queasy. How would any of the family react to Anna's turning up at her Amish home 3 years after she'd given up all they believed in to disappear into the English world? The car gave an ominous sputter. It might be her prized possession, but she didn't know much about its inner workings. Still, that noise and the shaking couldn't be good signs. She gripped the steering wheel tighter, biting her lip, and faced the truth. She wasn't going to make it to the Beiler farm, the place where she'd been born, the place she'd left in rebellion and disgrace. She'd been almost 19 then. Sure, she knew all about the world. Now, at 22, she felt a decade older than the girl she'd been. But there, just ahead, she spotted the turnoff to Millrace Road. 2 miles down Millrace was the home of her brother and sister-in-law. Joseph and Myra would welcome